أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ود الطائفة من أهل الكتاب لو يضلونكم وما يضلون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون يا أهل الكتاب لم تكفرون بآيات الله وأنتم تشهدون يا أهل الكتاب لم تلبسون الحق بالباطل وتكتمون الحق وأنتم تعلمون صدق الله العظيم. Today we discuss verses 69, 70 and 71 of Surah Al Imran, inshallah. The previous verses Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala spoke about the claims that both factions of the Ahl Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara, made with regards to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. The Yahud had said that he was a Yahudi. The Nasara had said that he was a Nasara. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarified that the Torah was revealed about 1,000 years after Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had left this world. And like that, the Injil, 2,000 years after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about a burning desire, a yearning that the Bani Israel had in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that yearning would continue till the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, وَدَّ الطَّائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. A group from the people of the book have a yearning, lo yudhillunakum, that they deviate you, O Ummat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wadda kathirun min ahli al-kitabi, lo yaruddunakum min ba'di imanikum kuffara, hasadan min indi anfusihim. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about this, that many of them have this burning desire, this yearning to turn you away from your deen after you have embraced Allah, after you have brought Iman. And all of this is because of an inner burning jealousy that they have, that you were the fortunate ones to be the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You were the fortunate ones to be regarded as Khairul Ummah. You were the fortunate ones to be the reciters of the Quran Sharif. And you were the fortunate ones to bring Iman in Allah and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, instead of them also bringing Iman, they have this desire not to bring Iman, and they also have the desire to turn you away from it. So, لَوْ يُظِلُّونَكُمْ. They have this desire that they turn you wayward, they lead you astray. وَمَا يُظِلُّونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسِهِمْ أَنْ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. That they would not mislead you, they would not misguide you but themselves. That the misguidance will never ever affect you, but the truth is this, that they themselves would be misguided by the dubious ways that they try to lead you astray. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They will be led astray and they would not perceive it, that they will continue to be wayward in the path, from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. However, in this ummah, there will be always those who are weak and they will always fall prey to the different schemes and the plots and the plans of the different sectors of the Bani Israel, different sectors of the Ahl Kitab. And these kinds of plans and ploys will be in different ways. They will preach different ideologies, either through political platforms, either through media, either through educational platforms, tertiary platforms, the different platforms that they themselves will set up, and they will put the bait in front of us and we will fall prey to all of that. And the result of it is
that we will be misled and we will be misguided. Ya ahlal kitab, lima takfuruna bi ayatillah wa antum tashhadun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions them, and this is a very open question that obviously they would never be able to answer. O people of the kitab, lima takfuruna bi ayatillah, why do you disbelieve in the verses, in the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the ayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? What are these signs, what are these verses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Number one, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about the nubuwat of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Torah. So a very clear question to the Yahud, that you said that you brought iman in the Torah. Then Allah Ta'ala described Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Torah. Allah spoke about his nubuwat, his advent. So why do you accept other verses of the Torah, and this and these particular verses you have thrown away, you have not accepted? O Christians, you say you have accepted the gospel, you have accepted the Injil, the Bible. But then Allah Ta'ala had spoken about Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there. Isa alayhi salatu was salam had made the claim that his one specific mission was to speak about the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why do you shun those verses away? Why do you shun those aspects away? Ayat, the signs of the nubuwat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many from amongst your own people that saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they realized that he is a messenger of Allah. They had accepted ayat, the Quran of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Your kitabs have spoken and prophesied about the coming of the Quran. Wa antum tashhadun, whilst you bear witness to all of this, you have given testimony, you yourself had spoken about the last Nabi, you yourself, your ancestors came to Madinah Tayyibah in anticipation of the last Nabi, you yourself had sought victory in the name of the last Nabi, so you had bought testimony to all of this, then why do you shun all of this away, and why do you then disbelieve in all of these verses? Ya ahlal kitab, lima talbisuna al-haqqa bil-batil. The next question Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asked the ahli kitab, that why do you contaminate, adulterate the truth with falsehood? That from time to time you either change the interpretation of the verses of Allah Ta'ala in your kitabs. Sometimes you left out a word. Sometimes you increased a word. Sometimes you changed a word. And in this way, you began to adulterate. You began to contaminate the truth with the falsehood. Why do you do this? وَتَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ. And then you conceal the truth. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, whilst you know all of this. One is this, that a person commits kufr, kufr is kufr, there is absolutely no justification for kufr and disbelief. But one is a person commits kufr in ignorance. The other is a person commits kufr in arrogance. And third is a person commits kufr after having full knowledge. Now when we look at the Ahl-e Kitab, number one is there was no ignorance. Number two, yes, there was arrogance. And number three, they had full knowledge of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had full knowledge of the Quran Sharif. Yet they had committed kufr and the disbelief. We had discussed from time to time that amongst themselves, the daily discussion was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is certainly the Nabi of Allah. This Quran is certainly the Kitab of Allah. The Deen, is Deen of Islam, is certainly the Deen of Allah Ta'ala. All of this was promised, but yet they did not bring Iman in Allah Ta'ala. So it was not a matter of knowledge, it was a matter of arrogance, it was a matter of stubbornness. So this is waywardness upon waywardness, astrayness upon astrayness, and this is what we need to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's refuge from and Allah ta'ala's protection, that we also have the knowledge of the oneness of Allah. We have the knowledge of the nubuwat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have the knowledge that this Quran is the kitab of Allah ta'ala. all of this is success. What is required from us is to remain steadfast. What is required from us is iman and yaqeen, and to continue and to pursue this path of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.